Most conferences nowadays have a code of conduct. Us as organizers are very happy there's one, but we're also hoping that we never have to use it. But that's what we're going to talk about today. What happens if someone breaks the rules?
Exactly, because between the two of us, we've run plenty of events, and we found that, you know, when something actually happens, the document matters way less than whether or not the organizers are prepared for what's next. All right, so who are we? My name is Floor. I'm a principal a program manager at EDB. I'm a Postgres contributor through my work as chair of the Postgres Community Code of Conduct Committee. I'm on the Contributor Committee for Postgres. I'm on the Postgres Europe Diversity Committee. Lots of committees. Also, I organize PG Day Lowlands, which is an event in the Netherlands for Postgres. And I'm a long-term DevOps Days organizer and core member as well.
Yeah, and I'm Jos. I'm a tech lead for a Dutch company called OGD. At our company, we have a thing called Safe Place, where we practice a lot of the things we're going to talk about as well. Besides my day job, I run DevOps Days Amsterdam, Dutch Cloud Native Day. I'm part of DevOps Days Core. And like Floor mentioned, we've got 10 years of experience between the two of us. many, many years, and we've seen a lot. And we want to give you some lessons learned and talk about how we do things.
Exactly. And just to level set, this is not an entry-level topic. We're not going to talk about why you need a code of conduct, what is a code of conduct, how you write one. We assume that you have that knowledge already somewhat, right? We're also not going to talk about what happens when someone breaks